Chicago teachers are on strike today, which means no classes for 300,000 students. This is the first major strike in the city since 2012. The strike back then was credited for sparking a national movement in places like Los Angeles, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. For more, let's bring in Adriana Cardona Makigod, who covers education at WBEZ. Hi, Adriana.
Hi, how are you?
So let's talk a little bit about some of the demands, which include lower class sizes, more social workers in schools, and what else are they demanding?
Well, obviously, salary increases are also on the table. Mayor Lori Lightfoot made a recent salary offer, obviously, of 16% raise over 5 years. But the teachers union is not agreeing to salaries at this point until these other issues get resolved. And there is a written commitment in the contract for more nurses, social workers, librarians, class sizes. Now, the CTU wants to decrease the number of students in the classrooms, and they want that to be enforceable as well.
Mm-hmm. On the subject of salary, Chicago Union teachers, the median salary is about $75,000 a year. How much does this compare with other cities, other major cities?
Yeah, it's pretty comparable. The average teacher salary in New York is about $79,500, according to a recent report. But, you know, we also have to keep in mind that for veteran teachers, that's the top most experienced teachers. Mm-hmm. They tap out at a lower range compared to other cities. Also here in Chicago, I mean, some people may think, well, that's a pretty good salary. But the living expenses is just getting harder for some people to live in the city of Chicago as rent and mortgage gets, harder to pay for some people.
Right, right. Other things on the negotiating table, you mentioned the lower class sizes, but and more affordable housing for teachers, as you said, that many of them are living outside of the city, but also stronger sanctuary protections for immigrant students. That last one the city has already agreed to, but these are not issues that we've seen in the past.
Yeah, they're definitely not those type of issues that we've seen in the past. But the harsh economic and political realities of today mean that strike negotiations are starting to include more social justice issues. Well, in the city and the district, officials have agreed to more sanctuary protections for immigrant children. What sanctuary schools also mean for teachers is more bilingual resources for the students who are trying to learn English. And you have to keep in mind that our district has a larger or it has a majority of Hispanic students, and many of them do not speak or are learning how to speak the language. We also have schools with a high population of Asian students that need support in their native language as well. So they also think that's important.
Yeah, and many of those school buildings will be open today so that many of those students can still go there, even though this strike is now happening. Adriana Cardona Makigod, education reporter at WBEZ in Chicago. Adriana, thank you so much for this update.
Thank you.